Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Remind us in a word or two what a post-Christian world is, Brock, and then I would love to hear what kinds of these questions that you hear from teens. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. Post-Christianity really is that world that we're living in which the message is no longer clear. Culture no longer kind of is seeing it in a clear way, and it's losing coherence. And even the institutions, organizations, or whatever that were once in place to express Christian conviction, when those decline in influence, you're living in a post-Christian world. And so we're seeing that people can't articulate the faith. A lot, many Christians can no longer articulate their faith. If you can't articulate something, then you'll lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually a huge thing for kids, is helping them to articulate the faith. If you can articulate it, you can understand it, and it might ring true. And so articulation is huge, but we've lost that in America today, especially as we were talking about in the Northwest and the Northeast, and it is sweeping across the country.
So what are some of the questions that you hear that you may not have heard 20 years ago that kids are asking and maybe that startle you a little bit? Well, probably nothing startles you now, but at least that used to startle you.
Oh, no. Kids say things all the time, but I'm an expert at keeping my face where it doesn't look completely shocked.
That's a skill.
No, but I am always, I constantly hear things like, you did what? You know, but you can't say that. But, you know, I think a lot of, some of the great questions of life will always be here. As long as humanity is alive, we will have these questions. Until Christ returns, we will have these really important questions. And so it's not necessarily that the questions have changed. It's that kids are living in a different world. And so the questions have much more weight to them. And so what I found is that it's not the questions that have changed. My answers no longer suffice.
Okay.
You know, so if a kid, you know, 20 years ago said, well, how do I know that other religions aren't true? You know, I could give an answer and they would go, oh, okay. But as I was saying, you know, their best friend is, you know, represents another religion. And so, you know, for them, it is much more complex, because if you're saying if I reject that religion as being untrue, then that's connected to my friend, and that means something.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.